Hello out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki, where I share a few things I've picked up over the years as a guitarist and composer in New York City. If you like what you hear, you could go over to Patreon and become a member for a very small fee and have access to video versions of all of these episodes and others that aren't included here. Download materials such as sheet music and exercises, and have the ability to ask me questions directly and request topics for new episodes. This program focuses on the guitar, but goes into many other areas, so there should be something for everyone. And the show starts now. All right, welcome back. Welcome to Bach on Sundays, and welcome new members. We got a few new members here in the last day or so. Amit Kizile, Sam Benny, and Stephen J. Scott. Welcome to the community here, where we are trying to gradually expand our abilities on the guitar and as musicians and creative people. Okay, and what is more expansive and creative than the music of Johann Sebastian Bach? Today I'd like to take a look at a piece from the Well-Tempered Clavier, the piano warhorse of the piano canon. The Well-Tempered Clavier, the preludes and fugues in every major and minor key, a total miracle of human genius at a time when even the concept of equal temperament was just a new thing. I mean, that was like proof that it could work, was this thing. And still, some of the most modern and incredible music ever written. But I would like to take a look at one of the pieces from Book One, the fugue in E minor. It's just a two-part fugue, and which is unusual. You know, usually the fugues are like three or four parts. And so it's more simple in construction than most of them, and it would work really great for two guitars. And the reason for that is that it goes from the lowest note, the left hand of the piano goes from the lowest note of the guitar, the E, you know, on the bottom string, of course, open E, and then the right hand goes up to a C that's way high on the guitar. You know, I don't even know what fret that is, like 20th fret or something like that. So, you know, the one that's two octaves above middle C. And so that whole range is covered. You could play it as a guitar duet, and I think it would sound really cool. So I was thinking, well, what would that sound like? Well, maybe I should just record both parts, you know. So I sat down and just recorded. Now, this is not a great recording. This is just me kind of reading it. So it's a little rough around the edges, but it'll give you the idea of what it could sound like with two guitars. And as a kind of exercise in reading, but then also in composition, counterpoint, you know, all this Bach stuff is kind of like many things all together, right? So let me go to the computer here. And I will get rid of this screen, and you should be able to see the score here. This is the prelude, which is also really great. Maybe not so much for the two guitars, but it's a great piece. So the fugue starts here. So I'm going to play sound file of this, and this is me playing both parts. First I recorded the upper staff, and then I recorded the lower staff. So we'll just listen to it, and I'll follow along on the score. I have the sound file here. Let me bring it back to the beginning. Here we go. Here comes the left hand. Thank you. So, and by great, I mean not my performance, but the piece itself. So, let's see, can I bring up my screen again? Here we go. So, what I'll do is I'll just attach that sheet music I was just looking at. I'll just attach it to this post, and you can check it out, you know, when you get a chance. Maybe overdub yourself or get together with a friend. Or, of course, you just download this whole, the whole book, you know, any of Bach. It's all public domain, so you can just get it anywhere, which is a great resource. So, have a great Sunday, and I will be getting into some new stuff this week. We just finished up two series, the one on Hot House and then the one on Dog Star. And so I'll be changing gears this week and doing some different things. So I'll see you in a day or two. All right. Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found it useful for your personal work. This podcast was produced by Ed Gavitt, with the original source being a video on Patreon. If you'd like to see this video, head on over to Patreon and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you go through a browser and sign up as a member, it's a very small fee. And if you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. In any case, as a member, you have access to categories such as exercises for the guitar, things to download, things to practice, guided practice sessions where I practice and you play along, a category called the Language of Jazz where I go through standards and famous solos, transcriptions, listening sessions, and also a complete series on every composition by Thelonious Monk as it might be played on the guitar. I do detailed demonstration of material from my book Fundamentals of Guitar and have prepared special exercises and software even for members of the site. Every Sunday we sit down with some Bach, take a look at some violin sonatas, cello suites, inventions, well-tempered clavier, things like that. We work on sight reading, we work on listening, exercises to train your ear, exercises to train rhythmically off the instrument. And then as often as I can, I sit down and do a mailbag episode where I go through listener questions and answer them directly. We're having a lot of fun over there, and I really hope you can join us. And thanks for joining us today on this podcast version and for your support of creative music. See you next time.